Now, we're saying that of all the Phoenix Trophy matches we played, I think that was the best football. And I think Beveren have come here and are probably the best team we've faced in the competition. Yeah. Your thoughts?
Yeah, what a great night. You know, from the first moment that we were about to come out of the tunnel, the crowd, the buzz, the European evening, you had to be here to experience it. The first 10, 15 minutes I thought was electric. And they come out the traps, they could score. Then we score a wonder goal for Linney, then they could score again. You know, they weren't sitting in, they had some really good players. And, you know, credit to them, we had to work really hard tonight to get our result. But we've shown the glimpses of quality of Linney and Donoghue. The movement for the penalty and then the fourth goal is just wow. Wow, and that's everything we work on in training. And you hear me from the side at times, switch it, change play, get your rotations, get your overlaps, and it came good, and Dante scored at the back post.
Yeah, some special goals tonight. I mean, if there's a Phoenix Trophy goal of the season competition, I think we've seen three of them,
yeah.
Maybe three and a half with the Gabbadon goal, because the build-up play was certainly special. But starting things off, Linne, wow.
Wow, and he sees it, and that's what he's so good at. And then Donoghue wasn't going to be overshadowed. You know, he hits one in the top corner. But the fourth goal for me, Ben, is the moment of the match, because that is what we work on in training, and that's why we jump up and down on the sideline about getting the change and the switches and fluent football. Then you've got players, Woolerton, who I thought was mesmeric tonight. Yeah. Donoghue, Griffiths, when he come on at right back, was levels above. You know, it was just a really pleasing performance. And, you know, before I carry on about the performance, I'm just looking out at the pitch, and that is superb. You know, the work that Andy and the team have done is unbelievable.
Now, we were mentioning this because obviously it's rained a lot in the last 48 hours or so, and, you know, I would suggest last season this game probably wouldn't have happened. You come here, there's no water anywhere on it, and furthermore, it's chucked it down during the game, and it's fine.
If you're interested in grass, you want to come down and
please
see what the guys do during the week. And, you know, I'll explain to the listeners back home if you don't know. So last week there was a machine at the side of the pitch. It's called a shockwave machine. And basically it moves the whole pitch. So it's electric. The wires go across the pitch and the whole pitch moves up and down. And it allows the water to sink further down the pitch. And
wow.
It's incredible to watch. And he did that last week. It's better than vertical draining it because he knew the weather was coming, and that allows the water to sink down. You know, they are meticulous in what they do. They're so knowledge rich, you know, the ground staff, and you can see it now. And that's not, I'm not saying a disservice to anybody, I just want to keep repeating that, but these guys have really got a deep understanding, and you can see the pitch now in the middle of November. It's like a bowling green.
I mean, just to be fair, FC United constantly learning as they go, and this pitch now is coming into its own, really. I think after the work that's gone on over the close season, it's quite clear that we've learned a lot, and
yeah,
here we are.
I mean, it was never in doubt. I mean, people are questioning today when the players, is the game going to be on? I mean, look at it. He could play again, and that's played on Saturday, Sunday, today. It's going to have Saturday again. You know, a lot of work's going to go on it. So they embrace the challenge, the ground staff, and you've got to, you know, pay credit where credit's due, and, you know, they've done a fantastic job.
Well, Neil, I'll be honest, when you came up them steps, and I didn't think we'd have that interesting conversation
about
turf, but there we are. Just to touch upon the performances tonight, we gave man of the match to Andy Halls, but then when you said Woolerton, then I thought to myself, you know what, Woolerton was probably man of the match. But anyway, but you must be pleased with Halls and Palinkas with how they performed tonight.
Delighted. You know, for me as a manager, I've been saying it all season, haven't I, about getting minutes into the lads, and been true to my word. You know, Guy Hall comes in, Palinkas has come in, Donoghue's returning to injury, Woolerton's returning, Griffiths is returning, and the lads are getting minutes in the legs. And, you know, we're going to be changes Saturday, and that's why some lads have lasted 90 minutes today. You might not be involved, you might not play Saturday, but that's, we've just got to keep it fresh, because it is hard, it is demanding. You know, lads have got to work in the morning, playing 90 minutes, training, going again, it is hard, but the lads are bought into it. And what we've got here is there's a number of games, you know, including tonight, the league, the Manchester Cup, and the reason why we have trust in that dressing room is because the manager just doesn't say it, the manager does it as well. So, if you know, and then that's why they're sticking around, and that's why there's such a tight-knit group of 19, 20, and they all know that they're going to get minutes over the course of the season.
This season we've not had any trouble here at Broadhurst Park on a Tuesday night. They've been enjoyable games, lovely occasions. You know, who could forget Morpeth, South Shields. Saturday afternoons, though, here at Broadhurst Park.
Can we move Gainsborough to a Tuesday?
I've already suggested let's do Friday night football in North Manchester. That's what it's about. Listen, I mean, it's going to be...
I don't know what it is. I heard someone say, you know, one of the fans shouting behind, pretend it's a Tuesday, you know, Saturday. And I don't know. There's nothing we're doing differently, you know. And I think the longer the hoodoo goes on it is, or you know, the lads know it. But listen, you've seen what a good side they are tonight. They're gonna prepare well. They're gonna cross the line Saturday with the instructions that they always get, and hopefully we get that win. It's gonna be a really challenging game against Gainsborough. They've made a draw tonight. Brian's going to go and watch them, so he'll prepare the report tomorrow. Lads will get the footage. Lads will get the full written report, and we'll work on what we work on Thursday, and then you know, hopefully Saturday come quarter five we can get the 3 points, and you know, we can climb the table again.
That'd be superb. Just before we end this interview, just we started off talking about this occasion tonight. Last year, the Phoenix Trophy, a pioneering season, very much a trip into the unknown. I think we can all agree that this is the first, with all due respect to the teams we hosted last year, this is the first time where it's actually felt like, wow, this is actually something.
Yeah, we did today.
And, you know, fair play to Bever and their supporters turning up and making a noise. This has been a special occasion tonight.
Minor things, like when you walk out and the FC United stand is there with the Phoenix Trophy above, the noise, the light, the sound, the European, you know, the experience that we've got. Is this competition's gone from strength to strength, and, you know, maybe people didn't get the vibe and the buzz last season, but you see the fans tonight, everyone's got the vibe, the buzz. You know, Beveren have done great. We look forward to the return leg, but, you know, for us, that's another game that we've chalked off. I think that's one defeat in 12 now. And we've just got to keep going. But like you said, it really felt European tonight, which was good. But Ben, to end on a sour note, and we are going to end on a sour note, I've just notified the players of the 3-point deduction that's going to come into effect in probably the next 7 minutes, which will, you know, knock us down to seventh. And I want to put it out there for people that are listening. No one's being hung out to dry. Mistakes happen. The league rules are really difficult to follow. The new IFAS system is difficult to follow. You know, it's a collective effort, and whoever's made the mistake, it's a mistake. And all we do is dust ourselves down. Nobody's being hung out to dry. Nobody. We've lost 3 points. Yes, it's disappointing, but over the course of the season, I don't think 3 points will stop us from achieving our ambition this season. So we've just got to put it behind us. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, and rally around everybody, and hopefully get 3 points against Gainsborough on Saturday.